Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of those social media channels. And of course, that podcast of these and other shows on fmr.co.za. It's been a while since a car I wasn't expecting to do so seduced me. And that's exactly what happened when the Peugeot 208 Allure MT arrived in my driveway the other week. Sleek and good looking with a magnificent interior. I don't think much more than all show and no go until I got in and drove the thing. And it reminded me of all that was good when cars were simpler and more nimble. Think Golf 1 with great new technology and a whole lot of luxury. Yes, that good and that endearing. The market leader in the sector is, of course, the Volkswagen Polo. And in terms of looks, well, the Peugeot is more daring. And shall we call it that front aspect of this Peugeot with its crazy lighting, it really is fanged. And the rear gets animalistic as well with three claw LED rear lights. Aggressive and striking in a good way. Then the interior, best described as high-tech minimalism. And it really is an ergonomic delight. Yes, there is a little bit too much embedded in software, but it actually worked. And the descriptor, as I say, is delight. A solid win once again to the Francophile. The 3D layered iCockpit digital instrument cluster needs to be seen. It is brilliant. It's not the first time I've reviewed it. It was on another car previously, but I really am in love with it and how the layering makes things easier, not harder. The familiar 1.2-liter PureTech three-cylinder turbo petrol engine in manual guise has a bit less power than is offered in the auto version, with 74 kilowatts and 205 newton meters being available. In the auto, it actually gives you 96 kilowatts and 230 newton meters. That's just a little bit weird. But other numbers are important. 365,000 rand is the price. 0 to 109.9 seconds, but it really does feel more nimble than that. Top speed 188 claimed, fuel consumption 5.8 liters per 100 kilometers, and I can well believe that. In testing, I've got very similar, with a 5-year 100,000 kilometer warranty and the service plan, which is 3 years, 60,000 kilometers. But the real story isn't those numbers. It is the drive, with for once the pleasure of rowing your own gears, making a car way better, more playful and more fun. Composed and nimble, the Frenchie seems to love getting thrashed over every available mountain pass, yet it's composed and easier enough to drive in traffic. Is it enough to give up the comfort of your auto box? Well, yes, if you love a sporty drive. As the last comparison with the Polo, and it is more fun to drive than the Polo, it's down to resale value and long-term value. And I think here is where Peugeot needs to do a little bit more work with the consumer and win some hearts back. But if this is their product line and the reliability matches and the service channels are there, I think Peugeot has a winner. A win to the French. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondE. And the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.